This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Somebody keeps calling in. Not sure why somebody's calling. So sorry, you're going to see my fingers a lot. Okay, marijuana. I am getting so sick and tired of hearing people say, well, we should fight the opioid crisis with marijuana. Let's legalize marijuana and help stop all these deaths from opioids. Now, mind you, I voted to legalize marijuana. All right? Oh, you did? Yeah, I did. I wanted to because number one is I wanted us to study it. Number two is I wanted our cops and our, you know, police officers to not have to be dinking around with people having, you know, little bits of it at home and whatever. I'm like, look, you know, the cops got bigger fish to fry, right? If they don't want to have to deal with the hassle, a lot of the ways I vote is the way the police officers vote. And so I'll, before I go to the ballot, ask my police officer friends. And I'm like, what do you guys think? And they're like, well, you know, well, we think this is good. And I was like, and so that's kind of how I vote. Because, I mean, I just really, really love cops. And I think what they need, you know, we need to support in terms of, you know, law enforcement and, you know, drugs. And so I, you know, for me, when it came to, you know, legalizing marijuana, I was okay with it because I do think there are some health benefits. I think we have a real untapped resource there. However, I want it studied. I don't want it half-assed. And unfortunately, what's been happening is we've been legalizing it faster than we have the infrastructure for it in terms of, you know, figuring out if people are high when they're driving, in terms of workers' comp accidents, in terms of what it could do to the lungs, what it could do to the heart. You know, we have all these little studies starting to kind of creep up going, well, it could put you at risk for a heart attack, could put you at risk for stroke. It, you know, might help you sleep. It might help pain. And so we just don't know yet. And I want everybody to just kind of hold their horses and slow down when it comes to fixing epidemics. Anytime we as a country try to stop an epidemic, we make a new one. Like, for example, tobacco. Everybody's patting themselves on the back going, good job with tobacco. We got a lot of people off smoking. And I'm proud of you, all right? I'm not a fan of smoking. I think smoking stinks. I don't like secondhand smoke, thirdhand smoke. Good job getting us cut, you know, having us decrease the amount of smokers we have out there. But what epidemics did we spur now? Well, now we have the obesity epidemic. Rather than people smoking when they're, you know, hungry, they eat. And now we have a vaping epidemic. Oh, well, vaping is healthier than smoking. Is it? Is vaping safer? We don't know. We assume it is because smoking is so bad. But do we know 100%? I mean, we're getting chemicals that we don't even know about. We're getting food flavorings that shouldn't be anywhere near the lungs. Do we really, really know? So now we have this vaping epidemic. We have this opioid, we have this obesity crisis, and now the opioid crisis. Maybe one of the reasons for the opioid crisis is because we're getting fat. So now our knees hurt and our back hurt and our shoulders hurt. So we start to kind of make new crises. And so, all right, what if we used marijuana for its muscle relaxing properties, for its, you know, sedative properties, you know, pain relief properties? All right, I'm a doctor. Fine. Tell me what to prescribe. How much? Is it consistent? I mean, if I'm going to take you off a narcotic and have you risk withdrawal, risk suicide, risk lack of sleep, and then get into a car accident the next day, let me know how much I'm supposed to give you in terms of milligrams, and is it going to be consistent each time? See, people want doctors to tell you to go to the nearby dispensary and get some pot and smoke it. No, 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 no. Most of us doctors aren't going to tell you to do that. One is your lungs are supposed to do only one job, and that's to oxygenate your blood. That's what your lungs are supposed to do. And so the last thing I want is you to get crap into your lungs. If I am going to recommend marijuana, I'll recommend edible. But you can't just eat dry marijuana. It's got to, like, you know, heat up. It's got to heat in order to get that THC component there going. But I would say, well, then edible. And then how do we quantitate that? How do we quantitate what you're absorbing? There's a lot of science to this. We can't do things half-assed when it comes to this. And then are you going to grow tolerant? With THC, you can grow a tolerance and a dependence. So am I going to now get you dependent on marijuana? But people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, we're only going to do the CBD component. Well, that's fine, but what about tolerance to that? You have cannabinoid receptors in your body. You could just keep making more receptors, meaning you're going to need more and more CBD. So I'm a fan of the idea that we have something that might help a lot of ailments. But we need to slow the hell down when it comes to saying, okay, well, this is going to cure, you know, all our issues, all our crises. Now, I've thrown a bone to marijuana in terms of I've seen a lot of my previous patients not get diabetes who should have gotten diabetic. They were overweight. They were of the age. They ate like crab and they didn't get diabetes. And, you know, when I asked them, I go, do you smoke pot? And they're like, yeah. So there might be a little something to insulin sensitivity, but somebody needs to study it. Who's going to study it? Who's going to spend the money to study it? Well, it's going to be a pharmaceutical company. Have pharmaceutical companies studied this? Well, they are. We got Epidiolex from GW Pharmaceuticals. That's great, but it can only be used. The FDA only approved it for two rare types of epilepsy. We can't use it willy-nilly on all seizure disorders. And when people say, well, Dr. Dahlia, look, if it's out there, doctors should grow a pair and just use it. Are you going to sue me if something goes wrong? If your child has a seizure, and I tell you to use marijuana and not treat you, you know, per the standard of care, am I going to get sued if that child has a seizure? Dies? Probably. So doctors can't jump on the bandwagon if we don't have protections in place that you and the family aren't going to try to take our house and take our practice and sue the hell out of us. So you see why we need more of an infrastructure going on right now? And this opioid epidemic we have is because people, you know, are in pain. Some people like to get high. Some people might be getting duped. But we have a pain problem. Rather than making a political agenda and trying to advance your political platform, why don't we spend some time figuring out how to deal with people's pain? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Okay. I guess we are being told to leave a smaller carbon footprint by eating chicken instead of beef. This comes from NaturalGeographic.com. They say if we replace the carbon-heavy beef from our plate with a carbon-light chicken, we will cut our dietary carbon footprint in half. That's according to a first-ever national study of U.S. eating habits and our carbon footprints. I'm seeing all these articles out there saying, save the planet, eat chicken. I want to promote a more vegetable-based diet for a lot of us. Not to save the planet. It's just, I think we eat meat like 7 times a day when we really don't have to. And then the amount of portions of our meat is a lot. And I think it is contributing to our obesity and all that. And now we're eating more meat because a lot of us are going keto. So we're trying to stay away from the carbs. So to feel full, we're going to meat. And I get that. You know, I like a more meat heavy diet. I especially red meat. But now you're going to have a lot of headlines saying that that's what you could do to self save the planet. I just don't think that's how we're going to save the planet. Okay. I think what's going to do our planet in is this, I don't know, supernova, sun explosion, or aliens coming. I'm sure there's life on other planets. I do. I mean, you know, remember how God in the Bible, when we read about Noah's Ark, and God said, you know, okay, take two of every animal, you know, so two giraffe, two hippo, two kitty cats, right? You know, so then they could mate and repopulate. And so, you know, God's smart. And so he's going to want to make sure that if he's putting a lot of work, right, into a civilization, okay, that, you know, it's going to be done right. But I think he'll also have like a failsafe, a plan B. And so I think there's another place out there called plan B, not the contraception, but yeah, a plan B. And I think God has a whole nother, you know, set of, there's a whole nother galaxy. The galaxy's huge. Kind of scares you. You know, one of the reasons why I never wanted to be an astronaut or I never wanted to go out into space? Because it really scares me. Space always scares me. More than being underwater. I could scuba dive. You know, yeah, I'm afraid of drowning and things like that, but I'm a lot more comfortable scuba diving than I would be out in space. The fact that we are a speck smaller than a speck of dust, an angstrom in size compared to what is out there in the vast universe scares me. And I don't know. And maybe it's because it's hard because, you know, as a scientist, I try to reconcile religion and science together. You know, and I try to, you know, be very scientific about things, but say, well, you know, the Bible said this. I mean, like, let's look at Noah's Ark, the story of Noah's Ark. That's very, very, that's a tough story to kind of reconcile in your brain if you're very science-oriented. You know, God told Noah to build an ark, put two of every animal on the ship. Now, having a biology degree, I'm like, okay, well, you know, did Noah also get two paramecium? Did he get two amoeba? Did he get two Staph aureus bacteria? Did he get two E. coli bacteria? I mean, did he get two? Well, he only had to get two of every animal. And then you're like, well, what about animals not, you know, indigenous or, that live in that area? You know, how did he get animals from Japan? Or, you know, from, I don't know, Greenland? You know, how did he do that? And so, you know, when we read the Bible, we have faith and we go, okay, well, you know, he just did what God told him and we just don't think about it. But some of us think about it and they go, well, you know what? It just happened and Noah did it. I don't know. Noah had three sons, right? Noah had three teenage boys. I can't get my two teenage boys to get out of bed to help do the dishes. Do you think Noah got his three boys? And then who married his boys? So there was a flood, right? So there was a flood, and I'm not doing this to doubt the Bible, okay? I believe in the Noah story. But how I believe it to be is there was a localized flood. And so Noah had to save the species in that neck of the world where there was this flood. And then Noah's kids, his boys, were able to meet women and, you know, because everybody's always like, oh, there must have been a lot of incest when all these things happened. No, not entirely. I think Noah's kids, you know, hooked up with women of other civilizations that just weren't affected by the flood. So that is how I could kind of explain in my mind scientifically what happened, where it was a localized flood. Noah saved all the animals, a lot of the species, a lot of the bacteria that lived on the animals and the plants, etc. And so he threw them all on the ark, it went through the flood, he saved all of them, was able to repopulate it, and everything was fine. Okay, but now space. When you look at space, you're like, okay, well, I don't remember what the Bible said about space. And I know I act like a biblical scholar, and I'm not, I know that shocks a lot of you guys, I'm not a biblical scholar, but I really don't know where in the Bible they talk about the heavens above. But they really don't talk about Jupiter you know, Uranus, Neptune, all these planets now that have all these letters, you know. And so if the Bible is kind of my compass, you know, how do I explain what's going on in space? And how do I explain we're a speck of dust? Well, I believe God has rules for us, and there's a different Bible for his other alien civilization that's out there. Maybe he has tons. Maybe there's tons of those out there. And I know you think I watch too much TV, too much Star Trek or whatever. Life is so amazing, and nature is amazing, and God's amazing, that I just don't think it was spontaneous when all this happened here. I think there was some strategy. Let's just do. That's just me. So now we have our carbon footprints. And mind you, I don't criticize those that are trying to, you know, fight global warming, because I do love the environment. And I don't want us to litter. I don't want us to pollute our air. You know, we do take a lot of things for granted. We really do. You know, and we expose ourselves to a bunch of chemicals. We expose our plant life, our animals. And so I do love the campaign to protect our earth. I think that's a beautiful thing to do. Now, if there's jobs to be made, and if there's, you know, if we need wood to build our house, you know, well, we're going to have to cut down some trees. I love the trees, but we might have to cut down a few. Do I want us to cut down all the trees? No. Do I want us to kill off our Brazilian rainforest? No. I like trees. I like trees a lot. They give us oxygen. They're very, very important. So that's not a political stand. That's just a common sense, you know, science background stand. But where I start to have an issue is if we're spending all our time and money fighting something when something else could be fought. You know, that's my big issue with this whole vaccine controversy. We're spending all this time and money now trying to educate people on how, you know, being anti-vaccine is wrong. But we might need to be spending some time and energy looking at what could really be going on. We might have a more vicious strain. And true, anti-vaxxers, you know, might, you know, be a part of, you know, our latest outbreak. But please don't ignore what really could be going on, which could be we might be making, you know, more vicious strains. So same thing when it comes to global warming. If our temperatures are rising, okay, I mean, are we studying as to why? Oh, well, it's because we're eating chicken or we're eating too much beef and it's increasing our carbon footprint. Okay, if you want to go with that, all right. Apparently they say beef, goat, and lamb will increase the global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. That was according to the World Resources Institute. And they say beef is, I guess, very carbon heavy. But I really think, I mean, flying over the Southwest all the time to get to my house, I see parts of the country getting wetter and looking more submerged, like Florida. And I see the Southwest getting drier. I see more of a tipping or more of an angle issue rather than a global warming. And I know people say, well, you know, the Arctic is losing ice and Antarctica is losing ice. Well, I thought NASA came out with a report a few years back saying we are growing ice in other areas as fast as we're losing it. But then you didn't see that report anymore. So I want to save the Earth, but can we spread some of the research dollars into other reasons why it may be happening rather than my Big Mac that I eat? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Senator Kamala Harris is gaining a lot of attention today after taking on former Vice President Joe Biden in last night's Democratic presidential debate. Harris scored some major points after challenging Biden on his statement about working successfully with segregationist senators to get things done and questioning his opposition of busing students back decades ago. President Trump is meeting with world leaders while at the G20 summit. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, where he wagged his finger at Russia's President Vladimir Putin earlier today. As the two sat beside each other for a photo opportunity, the president asked if he would be telling Putin not to meddle in American elections.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCTALLY. This is an interesting headline. They say women denied an abortion suffer worse health 5 years later than those who are granted one, even in the second trimester. Now, the first question that I ask is, where are the studies on women having, you know, unwanted pregnancies? And, you know, why is it about, this just seems to be a little politically charged, where if a woman is denied an abortion, the study is about being denied an abortion. And look, I'm for science. And, yeah, that's definitely a logical avenue to study, especially in light of us, you know, having states that, you know, want to start fighting Roe v. Wade in different ways in their states. But I would like to see a study on, you know, women and their health who don't have protected sex and, you know, and unfortunately, you know, gain in, engage in, you know, some sexual activity, that results in a baby that they didn't want. I'd like, you know, why is it about the abortion and being denied an abortion? And it would just make sense to kind of take a step back and look at unwanted pregnancies in general. But you see, there's that kind of that little political push there. So they say abortions are not more dangerous to women than childbirth. That's the point they want to make in this new study. They said researchers found that if a woman was denied the abortion in fear that it would hurt her health or whatever, her health would be worse anyway than if she got her abortion, even if it was a second trimester abortion. Now, the team at the University of California, San Francisco, found that 5 years after seeking an abortion, women whose request was denied had higher rates of chronic pain and overall poor health than those who were granted abortions. So researchers are trying to convince you and I that an abortion is good for your health. Rather than having the baby and giving the baby a life or, you know, putting the baby up for adoption, it is the message they are sending, it is healthier to a young woman to abort the fetus than to have a baby. Now, some doctors may say, well, the risk of childbirth, you know, bad things can happen in childbirth, so aborting a baby in first trimester may be safer. Well, let's say the science is there. Let's say that's true. I am not at all, I will never recommend a healthy woman with a healthy baby to abort for her health. I wouldn't do that. Look at what happened in San Diego. I don't know why they're not making a bigger deal of this than it is. There was a woman who possibly could have died during childbirth. And they had to deliver the baby. They had to stop the pregnancy to save her life. Baby was 23 weeks old, which is second trimester. Baby lived. Baby made it to 5 pounds and was able to go home. From what I understand, baby doing well. That's technically second trimester. See, there's this argument that we need to have abortion out there to save all these women's lives. Then my question is why are all these women at risk of dying in childbirth? This is 2019 for crying out flipping loud. So, I'm not trying to make a pro-choice, pro-life, you know, point here, but we need to be really, really careful with the message we're trying to send. Is the message that's trying to be sent to young girls out there who have the ability to vote that, listen, if you get pregnant, if you get knocked up, and you don't want to be knocked up, you need to kill the fetus so you don't have chronic pain later. Are we trying to get a whole new set of voters to go, you know what? Abortion is good for me. Why is that even a conversation? And so the study kind of got my episiotomy scar burning because I'm like, we need to be really, really careful with the message. They say two of the 160 women who were denied abortions died immediately after giving birth. They say that's a higher rate than the national average of pregnancy-related deaths. So they're saying two of the women, it's rare to die in childbirth, but it could happen. But they're saying of women who were denied abortions, two ended up dying after childbirth. Well, that's going to scare the hell out of any young woman. Oh, then I need to get an abortion. Why don't we take a few steps back and let's not have unprotected sex? I understand there's rape, I understand there's incest, and pregnancies happen with that. But we're not talking about those. We're talking about the hundreds of thousands of unwanted pregnancies that happen, and the sex was consensual. If having a baby is that bad for your health, and an abortion is that good for your health, maybe we need to take a few steps back and try not to get pregnant in the first place. We're spending all this time and all this, all these political resources and money to try to allow access to abortion. And why aren't we stopping, you know, unsafe sex practices? If you're going to have sex, one of my patients called it baby-making sex. They weren't planning on having a baby, but they go, we were having baby-making sex. It's a term they use in the South for, like, real good sex. Well, don't be doing that if you're not planning on having a baby. I mean, I'm not going to change the world. We're not going to go back to wait until you're married. Things were a lot simpler then. But sex happens. And I think we need to be having conversations with young men and young women that having a baby is some serious stuff. Yeah, it might be easy or it might have been easy to just, you know, get an abortion and just end it and go on with your life. But where's the studies talking about the psychological trauma that some women have after an abortion? What about the bleeding and the scarring that some women may have? You're not going to see that now because politically it's about, you know, trying to increase access to abortions as states are trying to limit that. So, this is a study based on 3,000 women in 5 years who sought abortions at 30 centers across the U.S. between 2008 and 2010. Of those, 558 remained in the study. They found 874 women had sought abortions. That included 328 who had abortions in the first trimester, 383 who had second trimester abortions, and 163 who gave birth after being denied an abortion. Each woman, a third were white, a third were black, a fifth were Hispanic, were interviewed about their health, how she felt, her weight, and any ailments. So these were subjective surveys. 20% of the women who received abortions said their health was fair or poor after 5 years, compared to 27% of the women who were denied. So even women that had abortions said that, you know, they had health issues. So then you look at, well, is somebody having unsafe sex practices, maybe not taking care of themselves or putting their body first? You know, you have people, it's amazing. I see when they go shopping, I see when they eat, they're always thinking about their body. They're always thinking about what they're putting into their body. A lot of us don't. We take our bodies for granted, like the car. We jump into the car, we throw stuff in the car, we drive. And that's what a lot of us do with our body. We expect our bodies to just work. But you have a lot of people out there going, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this. You have a lot of people very picky about who they allow to touch their body. We're going to be talking about in the next segment a famous actress whose, I believe, husband had throat cancer and then she got anal cancer. I mean, sex can technically kill. We might need to be a little bit more cognizant and a little bit more selective. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason for working the dials. All right, so I don't know if you guys know who Marsha Cross is. I remember her from Melrose Place, but I think she's also Desperate Housewives. I never saw Desperate Housewives, but I don't know if you remember her on Melrose Place. She was the one that had the head plate in her head because she was in an accident. I forget who the guy she was dating. I think she cheated. She helped him cheat on his wife, and then they were on a date, and they get into an accident, and then she was on the beach, and she had something. I don't know. I think they thought she was dead. Anyway, she's a great actress. But apparently she opened up about how she wants her 12-year-old daughters to get vaccinated against HPV. Because she and her husband have faced a lot of issues. Her husband, Tom Mahoney, was diagnosed with cancer back in 2009. He began treatment for throat cancer, which eventually led to remission. But a year and a half ago, Marsha Cross learned that she had anal cancer, which she said she learned could be linked to her husband's through HPV. There's a way to tell, to see if it's a very similar strain of the virus. Now, according to the CDC, 79 million Americans are infected with some type of HPV, which can cause cancer, genital warts, cervical cancer, penile cancer. Usually it goes away on its own. But for some people it doesn't, and it's so fascinating that HPV-related throat cancer is more common in men. That just, well, maybe I'm naive. It's just you would think more women would have that. But we'll talk a little bit more about that, give you guys some time to get the kids out of there because it's going to become a little bit more involved, this conversation. But you could get HPV by having vaginal, oral, or anal sex with somebody who has a virus, even when the person doesn't have any symptoms. Patients who have HPV many times have absolutely no idea. So the type of cancers that HPV can cause is cervical cancer, vulva, or vaginal cancer. Well, there's vulva and then there's vagina. There's penile cancer, and then anal cancer, rectal cancer, and cancer in the back of the throat. And when you get HPV-related cancer, it is deadly. Any of these could be deadly. But the average guy doesn't get his throat cancer diagnosed day one. He might have a sore throat. He might have post-nasal drip. He may feel like he has a little cough. Blows it off. Doesn't realize that it could be throat cancer because there's not a lot of symptoms. It doesn't hurt until it spreads or you start getting your treatment. Now, vaccination against HPV can protect against these cancers. They recommend boys and girls getting their first shot at age 11 or 12. Now, Marsha Cross has had several rounds of chemotherapy, and bless her for, you know, being open about this. It's possibly the same cancer that killed Farrah Fawcett. Cheech and Chong has this as well. So after several rounds of chemotherapy and radiation, which has got to be painful, she is now in remission. She says she's back to feeling normal, though it's a new normal. She's currently speaking about anal cancer in an effort to encourage others to talk about their diagnosis. This is according to Fox News. She goes, I know there are people who are ashamed. You have cancer. You have to then also feel ashamed, like you did something bad, you know, because it took up residence in your anus. She goes, I mean, come on, really, there's enough on your plate. So good for her. I'm such a fan. I mean, wow. You know, being able to come forward because, you know, how did you get it there? So you have to assume that either there was anal sex or there was oral sex in that area. Now, when people have sex, there's a variety of things they do. Okay. We're not going to go into all that, but we're talking about life or death cancer. And I'm not here to tell you to, you know, only do missionary style. I'm here to tell you to get vaccinated because kissing can spread HPV, apparently. You know, oral sex that involves anything that kind of can get swallowed or to the back of the throat can cause the virus to land there. Some people ask, well, what if you have your tonsils taken out? You could still get throat cancer even with your tonsils taken out. You have a lot of tissue back there that a virus can land on. Are they developing a wash, something that you could do afterwards? That would be a fantastic thing to patent. An HPV wash, right? An antiviral that you could gargle after you have sex. That would be brilliant. I don't know if anybody's studying that. It would take a pharmaceutical company to do that. The problem is again, there's that embarrassment. You know, people don't want other people to know that that's what they do. We're getting a lot more open. I mean, now we're being a lot more open about sex and what people do. Like, you know, erectile dysfunction. Now men, you know, may not still be the easiest conversation to have, but you have a lot of men saying, look, I'd like some Viagra. And they don't feel like it reflects on their manhood. They aren't as embarrassed, and good for them. You know, it's part of life. Things happen. Sometimes things don't work as well. You know, things we used to use to characterize us don't seem to be as big a deal, like dyeing your hair. Yeah, you know, you can watch the old I Love Lucy episodes, and I Love Lucy didn't want anybody to know that she dyed her hair red. You know, she had to hide that. Now, I mean, oh my gosh, people come to work with red hair, blue hair, highlights. Dyeing your hair because you have some grays or because you want a different color isn't embarrassing anymore. Well, that's what's going to eventually happen with sex also now. You know, I mean, parents are having conversations with their 11, 12-year-old kids about oral sex. I hear it because parents are like, my teen doesn't want to get any more vaccines. And I'm trying to explain that they need three because the HPV is a three-vaccine set. So you're going to have to tell them why. Now, most kids that age are going to be like, ooh. But I'm sorry, oral sex is happening in middle school. The reason why they chose age 11 to 12 is because they might even need to start earlier. Because these kids are doing these things earlier. And I'm not sure when people realize that, you know, sex wasn't just missionary style or the other way. And, you know, you used mouths and other things. I'm not really sure where in civilization that happened, but my guess is it happened pretty, pretty early on. And there's a lot of expectations now. There's a lot of repertoires that need to be done. Certain religions will avoid certain acts, but for the most part, you know, people engage in a whole variety of things now. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But when I see men die of throat cancer, when all they did was try to pleasure their wife, that it's heartbreaking. Now, the problem we have is there's an age limit to the HPV vaccine. If you're over 26, we're not giving it to you. It's not indicated. So if you're a 55-year-old man who said, look, you know, I haven't married for 30 years. She had an abnormal pap smear once because of HPV. How do I know I don't have it? Well, that's exactly the information, the intelligence you need. You need to start getting that recon. You need to find out, okay, one is, has my wife ever had HPV? And her doctor can test her for that. Number two is that you might want to start getting your throat screened. Now, the USPSTF, I don't think has any recommendations for routine throat screening. But if you are, you know, 40, 50 years old and have engaged in some sort of oral sex at some point in your life, guy or female, same thing with female or male having any sort of anal sex. If your partner ever possibly had HPV, you want to make sure somebody's got to keep an eye on those body parts. 1-877-DIE-SALLY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.